It's 88.5 KCSN. We're being joined today by Anderson East and, I must say, his band. Welcome, Anderson.
Thank you so much for having us.
Last night, the Hotel Cafe, I understand it was a relatively early show, yeah?
Yeah, somewhat. We made it a long night, though.
Oh. Yeah, see, that's not what you're supposed to do when you get an early show and you know you have to come somewhere early the next day. But hey.
Hey, we're trying to maximize our enjoyment.
Well, then in that case, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to, which is good. And speaking of enjoyment, I think we're going to, based on what we've been hearing you do as you guys set up and get ready, I think we're going to hear some good, greasy, Muscle Shoals kind of music. Is that what's in store for us today?
I hope so.
Well, why don't you lay one on us, and then we can talk about the EP as it is now and the forthcoming album, Delilah, in a moment.
Awesome.
But what do you want to start off with?
We're going to play a tune called Devil in Me.
All right. It's Anderson East, and it's live on 88.5 KCSN.
There's a girl in Chevy V, giving life to Jesus. First Antioch Baptist Church, where her daddy preaches. She's pretty as her mom, she's only 23. She'd be an angel, Lord, cause she'd bring it out to me. What I'm thinking, cause it's Saturday night, and I've been drinking. Cause tomorrow morning across the hour, I'll look over and see her smile by my head in the choir. Comes tomorrow morning across the
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are live with Anderson East and his band. Do you want to introduce the guys in the band? Because they are just smoking.
I will completely agree with you. Yeah, over here on the guitar, Mr. Scotty Murray, and Mr. Philip Towns on the piano, Mr. Rico Allen on the drum set, and then we got Johnny Murray on the bass guitar, and Mr. Kevin Gatsky on the saxophone, and Mr. Andrew Golden on the trumpet.
And, of course, you, Anderson East, on vocals and guitar here joining us. You're originally from Athens, Alabama. Yep.
Yes, sir.
And then you moved to Nashville, as I understand it.
I did.
But in making this record, first the EP, Find 'Em, Fool 'Em, and Forget 'Em, and then the forthcoming Delilah LP, you went to back to Muscle Shoals to the Fame Studios, right?
Well, that's a separate record.
All right. Talk to me about that, because my understanding is that you seem like there's artists that come in here sometimes, Anderson, that they seem like they're possessed by the music, that once they heard a certain kind of music, they got religion. And I understand that you were a huge fan of the Wicked Wilson Pickett, yeah?
Yes, I am.
And then going into that studio, knowing where so many of his records were recorded and so many other great Muscle Shoals artists, that probably reinforces the feel, right?
It'll definitely scare the demons out of you, that's for sure.
Or into.
Yeah, you know, something will get into you. But yeah, the records that are out now, and then the record that's coming out, we actually did those in Nashville.
With Dave Cobb.
With Dave Cobb, yeah. And then we also, after we were done making the record, we were like, well, let's go cut a live thing down at Fame. And so we just packed up one afternoon and just went down there and did that. And it was a really special time, really.
It had to be.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
So because you do, oftentimes they'll say that, you know, the spirit's in the room, but you do feel it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's ghosts in the walls over there.
Now, Dave Cobb, when he records, you know, the artists that we've had come through that have been recorded by Dave, he doesn't mess around.
Well, he messes around. But
he knows when you got it.
Yeah, that is true. He does. He's a very musical-minded guy. And he is not shy on voicing his opinion about when something's done, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, see, that's what I meant by, you know, he doesn't mess around. When he thinks you've got the song, you got it, we feel it, and you ain't going to fix it anymore.
Yeah, I think coming from, like, a musical standpoint or, you know, even a performance, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, well, I could have done that a little better. I could have done this a little better. And he's like, yeah, doesn't matter.
Better's not always better.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the emotion.
Well, it's certainly coming through in the music. Why don't we hear another one, and then I want to talk about Delilah, which is forthcoming as a full album. And we'll talk a little bit about how it's on Dave's imprint through Elektra and all these other things. But what do you want to play next?
We're going to play Find 'Em, Fool 'Em, Forget 'Em.
All right. Well, that is the title track of the EP that is now out and can be enjoyed from Anderson East. And you're hearing them live on 88.5 KCSN.
Forget 'em.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are cooking along with Anderson East live in session on 88.5 KCSN. As I listen to a lot of the songs you've recorded and now as you play them today, I'm struck by the fact that there's both the soulfulness and then there's strong carnal urges that seem to come across through a lot of the lyrics. You sound like a man with a real appetite for life in many ways, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I won't say no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I was just picking up on that. I don't know how. It just seems to come through. We were talking about Dave Cobb and how this is going to be the first release, as I understand it, on his imprint with Elektra, on his Low Country Sound imprint. Is this true?
Yeah, this is correct.
Well, that's pretty cool. He's been on such a roll in the last year, Sturgill Simpson, and now the new Jason Isbell, your record. I mean, that's an impressive, right there. I'd retire after those two. Working with him, he did the Bright Bedside Manner for you, or Barside Manor, whichever the case may be.
How is it? Is it good?
Yeah
man. What it kind of just, you know, happened kind of naturally. You know, we were, I think with a lot of, you know, producers and stuff like that, you kind of just get thrown into a situation to where with Davis, you know, we were actually friends before we started making music. So I think that kind of, you know, help things out. And
he had a sense of what your purpose was.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we chased a couple cat's tails around and tried to figure out some things. And, but yeah, it was mainly just, you know, two, you know, friends coming at it to, you know, make something special. So,
I mentioned, you know, sense of purpose because it would seem to me, and it's not always the case, but there's such authenticity to the way you're approaching, you know, the Muscle Shoals sound, if you will, that was this something that long time, you know, you were a big fan of that kind of music and you just had it since you were a kid, or was it something you acquired later in life? You know, when did you actually start to pursue this sound?
Well, I think, you know, for a long time it was just, you know, me and a guitar. And so everything that kind of came out of me was a little bit more suited for that. You know, it's hard to make, you know, a horn section sound happen with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, a little difficult.
But, you know, I think, you know, even during that time, I was always kind of still brushing up against this kind of thing. And, you know, that was where my heart really was. And, so now we just had the opportunity to really express it.
When you find a band, when you get into a place, be it both physically a place to play, a club, a studio, someone's garage, and you start to really be able to expand the sound and get to what you were feeling, it's got to be something that's really satisfying, pardon me.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, I think, and for me at least, you know, if I hadn't, you know, done years and years of, you know, just doing it on my own, you know, I don't think this wouldn't be special. You know, if you just walked into it, you know, what do you have to compare it to at that point? But yeah, to be out here with my friends and get to make the music I want to make it's a special thing and something I don't take lightly.
And when I'm sure in the live experience, we're feeling it today in our studio, you know, the commitment of all the musicians. There's got to be times when this joint gets jumping, right?
Oh yeah, we get sweaty for sure.
Well, just remember, you got to keep that balance between the sweaty on stage and the sweaty after the stage, because eventually it becomes one long blur, and then things may not sound so good.
Yeah. Well, you know, we try to get our beauty rest.
Yeah, we'll check in with you on time to time. Every 3 days is about right.
That sounds good.
When you want to at least, you know, crash for a couple hours, as I recall from my younger days. You got one more you want to play for us?
Yeah, we're going to play Satisfy Me.
Which we've been playing on KCSN.
Thank
you, because the music is tremendous. Band, you're heading out to Vegas.
We are.
Just after I give you that lecture about getting rest, what the hell am I thinking?
Yeah, You know, we got a black jacket, appetite that needs to get fed.
Just scratch what I said for at least the coming weekend. And we want to thank you guys for coming out this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
And it's a blast. I mean, I mean it when I say it. You guys are delivering the real thing, and we always appreciate hearing the real thing. So,
well, thank you very much.
Let's hear Satisfy Me, and we'll wrap it up here. It's Anderson East live on 88.5 KCSN.
Just